Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in the operations area. 8 o'clock a.m. update Eastern Time on Hurricane Isaias. Let's look at the latest information. Starting to get the sun come up on the satellite, starting to get some of the first views of the visible satellite on the hurricane. So not really typically what you see in a hurricane, what you would think with that eye and the symmetry. But underneath, definitely going to have some winds. Still going to have some winds, going to have some high seas, rain, and some storm surge with time. Just a little bit ago, we updated the forecast. Not much change in our forecast. You can see very similar to before. And with the latest information we have, moving northwest at 12 and eventually getting close to the Florida coast, turning towards the north and eventually back to the northeast with time. But staying a hurricane right off the coast is what we're forecasting. But one thing to think about is the actual size of the winds. You start thinking about 150 miles away from the center. So it's real important not to focus just on that center line, on that forecast point. Little wiggles, little wobbles, and all of a sudden you start shifting those impacts back and forth with time. We have hurricane warnings up for portions of the Florida coast right there in red. That's where you get that closest approach. And really, let's kind of look closer in. It's easier to see right here where you can see the points get very close to the Florida coast, and some of those hurricane force winds can actually make it onshore. And that's why we have that hurricane warning up, tropical storm warning for very portions of Okeechobee and also South Florida, where you can start seeing the edge of those tropical storm force winds make it into South Florida starting tonight and even into tomorrow. Another way to look at this, it's important to not just look at the point. This is a good way to show it here in this map. Those are the tropical storm force winds in that orange color, and smaller but still pretty potent is the hurricane force winds right around the center. So as this moves north, you start drawing the circle and you can see what can happen, and you start getting some of those winds right on shore. So it's not just about the winds. We talk about all the different impacts, but one of the things we always talk about is being ready. So when do you need to be ready for this? This is the Be Ready by graphic. And we're looking at the arrival of the tropical storm force winds. That's when it's too dangerous to be outside, holding plywood, driving, anything like that. So for today, the Bahamas or South Florida, Central Florida need to wrap up that preparedness today. Moving up till tomorrow into South Carolina, Monday, North Carolina, Tuesday, stretching portions of the Northeast U.S. So we got to be ready for this and all the impacts. We've focused somewhat on the winds. We're also going to have some storm surge. We have a storm surge watch up for portions of the Florida coast, 2 to 4 foot. That's really going to be close to your barrier islands, on the other side of the barrier islands, depending on the wind direction, really close to where that center is. So some dangerous storm surge in some of these areas. Make sure to listen to those local officials. And it's interesting to look a little closer at this with some detail. It really does help to see Palm Coast, Daytona down to Titusville, those areas where the water can, well, filter in and the wind pushes it all over the place. That could be very dangerous. So you really got to listen to those local officials and really understand where that water is going to go over the next couple days. So that's why we have that storm surge watch up. Also, besides the storm surge watch, is the dangerous rainfall. So it looks like for most areas, we're looking at 2 to 4 inches of rainfall. So you're going to get some street flooding. You can see some of that in the low-lying areas. But look how close we are to these larger values of 6 to 10 inches of rain. A little shift could bring those higher amounts easily onshore. So this has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.